Belaselsky-Belozersky Palace. The palace of the Belaselsky-Belozersky princes, built in 1848, was the last private palace built on Nevsky Prospect. After that, on the main street of the city, only apartment houses were built, not luxurious mansions. So the palace, in a way, finishes the display part of Nevsky Prospect, such that after the Fontanka River, its business and commercial life begins. The building itself is undoubtedly a gem of 19th century architecture. Its creator, the architect Andreas Stackenschneider, built palaces for members of the emperor's family. Those times were an era of eclecticism, or historicism, when art turned to various styles of the past. The palace was built in so-called Second Baroque, and with its bright color and richly decorated facades, it resembles the architecture of Queen Elizabeth's times. The aristocratic splendor was also characteristic of its hostess, Princess Elena Pavlovna. Here she gave balls, which were compared to the imperial receptions in the Winter Palace. The Belaselsky-Belozersky family are one of the most noble families in Russia. They originate from Vladimir Monomakh. They bought the land plot on the corner of Nevsky Prospect and the Fontanka at the very end of the 18th century. But with the passing of time, they grew out of the mansion built here. It was too modest to match their status in the court. Prince Esper Alexandrovich decided to build a new pompous palace, but died before the building was finished. His wife, Elena Pavlovna, soon got married again and moved to a mansion on Litany Prospect. She didn't live in the mansion on Nevsky, but only used it for balls and receptions. Her son, Konstantin, settled there after getting married. Endless parties affected the well-being of the family. Once an enormous fortune was spent, enterprises in the Urals were working at a loss, and the palace had to be sold to pay off the debts. It was bought by the Grand Duke Sergei Alexandrovich, brother of Alexander III, on the account of his wedding. His wife, Elizabeth Fedorovna, was the elder sister of the late Russian Empress. The palace was now called Sergeyevsky. 7 years later, the Grand Duke was appointed Governor General of Moscow, and the palace was deserted. When in 1905, Sergei Alexandrovich was killed by the terrorist Kalyayev, his wife founded the Marfo-Mariinsky Cloister and took the monastic veil. Sergei Alexandrovich and Elizabeth Fedorovna didn't have children of their own, but they brought up their nephews Dmitri and Maria. Subsequently, Dmitri Pavlovich became the next owner of the palace. The Grand Duke Dmitri Pavlovich went down in history as one of the murderers of Grigory Rasputin. In the palace, he was under home arrest, and from there was sent to exile in Persia. This actually saved his life. When the revolution started in 1917, he was far away from Russia. He got married to a rich and beautiful U.S.-American Audrey Amory, lived in Europe, and died in Switzerland of tuberculosis at the age of 50. The palace was finally nationalized, and various organizations worked there. In the 1990s, it was utilized as the cultural center of St. Petersburg. In 2003, the building was given to the Department of President's Affairs of Russia.